Hello.
My name is LaShonda, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I just need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance papers. May I speak to the person who needed this call back?
This is she, Kalisha Hurd.
How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling trying to make a trying to file for my unemployment.
Okay. When was your last day at work?
It was on Friday. Let me go back to it. Hold on. Gotta get it here. It was on Friday, June the 28th.
Thank you. So I can help you with that one moment.
Okay.
Can I have your social security number?
420-278-606.
Can I have your name?
Kalisha Hurd.
Can I have your driver's license now? I mean your date of birth first.
09091987.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
Hurd, H-E-A-R-D.
Can I have your driver's license number or your ID number?
808-6868.
Is that a driver's license number or ID number?
It's a permit number, so I'm like, no matter.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
It's a permit, ma'am.
Okay. So we can go ahead and start your claim today. So what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
So the next questions are fraud questions. They would like to know, do you understand that knowingly making a false statement is falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Thank you. you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes, I understand.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you, one moment. One moment. So the next questions are TRA questions. If you have not been notified that you have TRA certification, then the answers to these questions will be no.
Okay.
So have you already filed for a regular unemployment and compensation and need only to file for trade readjustment assistance benefits? Trade adjustment.
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
So, has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the last 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Can I have your telephone number? 205-340-2081. One moment. My system's still open. One moment, my sister's still loading.
Okay.
Thank you. So, you said said that was a driver's license number. Oh, no, you said it's a permit. Thank you. One moment. Is that for Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
It says driver license at the top, so.
Okay. The next questions are, what is your race?
Black.
Is that non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
What's your gender?
Female.
What's the highest grade level you've completed in school?
10.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No.
Can I have your residential address?
116 Lincoln Heights.
Is that with an S or no?
Heights with an S. Lincoln. L-I-N-C-O-L-N H-E-I-G-H-P-S.
Are you saying P as in Paul or T as in Tom?
T as in Tom. Hi.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What state would that be in?
Alabama.
What city?
Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N.
Can I have the zip code?
36756.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am. 116 Lincoln Heights. Janiyah. I'm on the phone.
What did you do?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
That's okay.
The last job I had was warehouse.
Thank you. Are you looking for work in that field?
Yes, ma'am.
One moment, my sister's doing this own thing. Did you work for a union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date? No. Yeah, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, I was fired.
Thank you, one moment. I'm so sorry, my system's loading. I don't know why it's taking so long.
Nice.
Thank you, I appreciate you. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade and occupation?
Yeah.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
My last one was with 50 some minutes, so 50, I guess. 60.
What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
Ma'am.
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
$15. The lowest one.
I didn't hear you.
$15.
Thank you. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own your own business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Do you apply for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
One moment, please.
Okay. Thank you.
issue for my system today. So have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or government anytime between 4-1 of 2023 and 3-31 of
2024? No, I've never worked in another state.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
Ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
Yes, ma'am.
So if you are approved for the benefits, you have the option where you can use direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or you can do a prepaid benefit card. If you do a prepaid benefit card, it's going to take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. That's after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. So we do recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I think I'll do the. Oh man, I'll go with the card. I'm thinking, what if I have it sent to my Cash App?
They don't do online banking,
ma'am.
They don't do online banking.
Okay, because I'm having issues with my other bank right now.
Okay.
Trying to get it back open. I'll just take the card if I'm approved. I hope I'm approved.
Okay. What was the name of your last employer?
Chanelica. It's C H N. Hold on, let me go make sure. N E L L E C K E. I think that's it. Let me go back to it to make sure. Okay, it's Chanelle Ecke.
What's the name of it on your check stub?
Okay, let me go look the next. I think it's Chanelica Logistics.
What does it say on your W-2s?
I'm looking for it now. I don't know why it's not showing.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Never mind, I found her.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. No worries, love. And then can I have their telephone number?
I don't have a number for them, and I tried to look it up online. Let me go look it up again. I tried to look it up online. It don't say a number. Okay, I see a number here. As I keep scrolling. Let me see. 205-246-1557.
Where are they located at?
It's 695 Scott G. Davis Parkway, Woodstock, Alabama. Zip code 35188.
What date did you start?
Okay, let me go back. It was, I think, April 29th. Yeah, April 29th.
Of what year?
Ma'am.
What year was that?
That was this year.
When was your last day of work?
Let me go back to the calendar. I'm not good at remembering dates. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It was the 28th of June.
Why are you no longer working there? You say you were discharged?
Yes, ma'am.
Why were you discharged?
They had a situation with my team leader. I was asked to come in. Something that didn't have anything to do with me. I was asked to come in and write a statement. After I wrote the statement, they ended up suspending everybody that whose name was called, wrote a statement or anything, and later on called and told me I was terminated. Which she was telling me it didn't make any sense, and she tried to get them to overturn this decision since I didn't have anything to do with it. But they had so many people they needed to fire because they was overstaffed, so I guess they just fit the criteria that they.
Okay, so what was the reason they gave you why they terminated you?
They said instigating a fight, but it wasn't a fight, and I wasn't instigating. I was just asked to come up to sign a statement because I was right there when it happened because it was my team leader, and of course, we were all working together during the argument that they had. Yeah, that was the reason which she was saying she didn't understand it either, the lady that called and told me.
So you say misconduct? Unsatisfactory work, violation of company policy. What would they say?
I'm not gonna lie, ma'am. They didn't go into full detail. She didn't really. The lady in HR, she really didn't understand. Like, I've never heard of anything like this.
Right.
So they just fired a bunch of us and. I heard that some of them were trying to sue because they was wrongfully terminated, but I wasn't going to go that far with it. I just, you know, I don't know. They never gave me a legitimate reason.
So so let's think about it in this manner. So when unemployment called them, what would they say is the reason that they terminated you? Would it be misconduct, unsatisfactory work, violation of company's policy, dishonest or criminal, false records, tardiness, insubordination?
I guess it would probably be under misconduct, even though I'm not guilty of it. If they say instigating a fight because I wrote a statement, I don't know.
What was the name of the person who terminated you?
I don't know her last name. I just know her first name is Marquis.
What was her job title?
She works in HR. I do have her email address, though. I think she sent me her email.
That's okay. I don't think I need it.
Okay.
Thank you. What was the final incident that caused you to be terminated?
That was the incident. That was the only one.
One moment.
Excuse me.
What did you attempt to do to resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
To be honest, I never knew it was a problem with me. They just called me in after my team leader and a couple of other associates got into an argument. They called me in to ask me what I saw. You know, this was my group leader asked me to go in and let them know what I saw, what happened.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Ma'am?
Did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
Did I do what, ma'am?
So they're going to probably say you was involved in misconduct. Did you do that?
No, ma'am. I wasn't involved in it at all.
Were there any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No, ma'am.
Will you be receiving vacation pay, holiday pay, sick pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No. You mean have I received holiday pay since I was working there?
No, since like today. Will you be receiving any of that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Did you answer all the questions correctly?
Yes. Thank you.
I'm going to ask you the same question again in a different way. So do you certify on a penalty and perjury your answers are accurate, that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. So we match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. So false answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all the answers are true and correct?
Yes.
it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So please resubmit the following information. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 11 Edward Street, 501 Bibb Street, 7820 10th Avenue South, 814 Bernard Circle. And none of the
above. What was the Bibb Street one?
508.
Oh, I lived on Bibb Street. I can't remember the numbers. That may be it, the 508 Bibb Street, because that's been almost, 18 years ago.
Okay, so which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2205 County Road 265, 412 South Fork Circle, 4133 Lone Oak Drive, 511 East Church Street, or none of the above?
None.
Which of the following are cities has a current or former association to you? Would it be Montgomery, Greensboro, Bessemer, Auburn, or none of the above?
Greensboro.
So the next questions I just need to know. Do you hereby agree that you are filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Do you certify under penalty and perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and all the information made in connection with this claim are true and to the best of your knowledge? Thank you. Do you understand that it's your responsibility to familiarize yourself with the claimant or the contents of the claimant benefit rights and responsibility?
Yes.
So the following information and instructions are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. So you must be able and available to work. You're supposed to be available actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to... to maintain an active Career Center application for duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center or you could log in www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits.
So I have to go in. AlabamaWorks.gov and I'm trying to make sure I'm getting it.
All right, so the process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you, so you must complete a weekly certification each week to claim your benefits for the previous week.
Okay.
And so then failure to do so, you must make a failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of your benefits. So unemployment claims use calendar weeks. They begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in a claiming portal by clicking File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or you can do it by telephone. If you do it by telephone, that number is 752-743.
Hold on, Mama, okay. Please.
Sure.
Okay, and it's 1-800.
752. 7389.
Okay.
All right, so you can file your weekly certification. Can be made on Sunday by 12:01 a.m. Through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday.
So and this week, what day? This week I have to do it.
Start on Saturday.
Or no? Start on Saturday. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So. Tell you to file and complete your weekly certification. So you just have to start your weekly certification. Make sure you do it between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether you're filing online or by telephone, you do need to remember your PIN, and I'll provide that for you at the end of the call.
Okay.
So
I do it this Saturday, or I wait till next Sunday.
Okay, you wait till Sunday. You don't never do it on a Saturday. It's only Sunday at by 12. You can start at 12:01 a.m. on Sunday, all the way up until 5 p.m. on Friday.
Okay.
Thank you. So additional instructions and information are in the benefit rights and responsibility booklet. If you did not recognize one of the employers that were or the employees missing from the list we provided, then please call the claims line at 1-866-234-5382 as soon as possible following the submission of your claim. Otherwise, your claim will be processed as reported, and all other information will be sent to you by mail. So exemptions to work searching are made for the following active union members that have submitted proof of standing with their union, employees who are on verified short-term layoff, claimants attending direct or approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. So it's very important that you carefully read all the information that's going to be mailed to you. If you have any questions, you can call the inquiry line at 1-800-361.
Let me put that number in so you don't have the number. I'm ready, ma'am.
Okay, so it's 1-800-361.
Okay.
4-5-2-4.
So if they do say it was misconduct, would that disqualify me for unemployment?
Say that again.
If they do say that it's misconduct for the reason for my termination, would it disqualify me for unemployment?
That's up to unemployment.
Oh.
Whatever they decide. What they'll do is they'll probably get your side of the story, get their side of the story, put them together, and then make a decision.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it won't just be one-sided, that's for sure. Now, that I know for sure.
Okay.
So Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, so we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. So if so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter for a decision on your claim that's going to be made. So beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide context when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once, not unless that employer was not hiring at first, and then later on they began hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in loss of denial of your benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Well, thank you. Thank you for submitting your initial claim, and your transaction number is 48999.
Okay, thank you. Oh, this, I need this number?
Yes.
Okay.
So your transaction number is 489992.
Hold on one second.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
So 4899.
Hold on, I'm not ready yet. Hold on. I'm ready.
So it's 4899-92905.
4899-92905.
Correct.
And that's my contact number.
Transaction, yes. And then your PIN is going to be 8606.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, ma'am. Well, you submitted your claim. Thank you for calling Alabama Employment Claims Line, and you have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.